إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه. Those of you all in the hall that can hear me, please open your side windows fully. Because somebody has interfered with the hall sound, so the sound goes through. If you can understand me, please open those side windows and this door here. And if I have one soldier here that can just open those doors over here. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله وأصحابه رسول الله وأولاد رسول الله وأزواج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Those on the periphery of the masjid, if you find people coming late, direct them to walk in the back and come to the hall on this side. Jazakallah. Inshallah, Allah make the barakah and make us all come here. If you feel you have some space, please come forward. Make some space for the brothers coming at the back. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ma tuhibbu wa tarda li an tusalli alayhi. The most respected Imam, most respected ulama, mashayikh, elders, my sisters, brothers, beloved children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid al-Fitr Mubarak to one and all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the ibadah done during Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, inshaAllah. You know, after in the 1940s, when this entire plot unfolded to take over Masjid al-Aqsa, And those of you who think that it's a religious plot, it's got nothing to do with religion. It's all got to do with materialism, capitalism, and control of the world. So that's why we stopped lecturing here, but people expect a lecture. So if you want to know the title of today's lecture, what did they speak about? I know you'll forget because we have no asar left in us. There's no effect in what we say. We are ummah that needs to be woken up. So today's topic is wake up before you are woken up. The alarm clocks are ringing right around, but we can't hear them. The only one we hear is the device that we have in our pockets. The cell. That's why they call it a cell. They trapped us. They put us in the cell. And they're hearing everything that we are doing, everything we are saying. Right now, don't think the phone is off. Everything is being listened to. If you're waiting for Ya'juj and Ma'juj with big ears coming out of Disneyland, Ya'juj and Ma'juj is already listening to us from the top. They will attack you from every height. Yansilun. But all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim is recognized by one thing. Whatever happens, you ask him, how are you? You say, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. Allah knows best what he does. Allah allowed us to witness the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Many months of Ramadan have come and gone. But each Ramadan brings its special blessings from Allah. And these blessings that are gone now will never come back. Because Allah's treasure house is not empty. He knows everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching everything. He knows what is happening. And he's giving us signs right around us. Wake up before you woken up. You know, I always quote this man, I just love him. Malik al-Shabazz, Malcolm X, our brother, Rahimullah. Because he fought a battle, not only for Islam, he fought it for human beings. If there is a human rights day that has to be done throughout the world, I think it should be done for this man. We must ask ourselves now, did this month of Ramadan change us? Did it bring anything into us? Or it just passed by? And inshallah, it will come back. There's no guarantee. I have no guarantee I will take the next breath. Because the moment Allah allows you to breathe in and breathe out, you say, Alhamdulillah. Did this Ramadan, now we check our report card. Did this Ramadan bring us closer to Allah? Or it took us further away from Allah? Did this Ramadan teach us how to think? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ponder, think. Look at it, what is happening. The Lord of Allah is speaking. He said, think, look. Look at what is happening on the earth. Look at what is happening. Think. Because if you only getting our... If we get our news from social media and we think we can fight a war on social media, I repeat this all the time. The entire social media is controlled by Zionist capitalists whose the only interest is to spy on you. And they put you on a category wrestler. Now, did we become stronger as an ummah, or did we become weaker as an ummah?
And the only time you can build muscle is if you fight against a force. And there's a force out there. Did we wake up? Are we still asleep? We woke up. But Ramadan al-Mubarak comes to show the world. You see, a Muslim, if he disciplines himself, he'll wake up every day at 3 in the morning. If he wants to stop eating and drinking, he'll stop. You can't starve him to death. And one of the greatest thinkers to come out, in my opinion, out of the Indo-Pak subcontinent is Allama Iqbal. Rahimullah, he said, "Ye faqa kasht, jo maut se darta nahi zara." He said, this man, you can starve him, it won't affect him. The Muslim. This Muslim, he doesn't fright to die because he knows death is not the end. Life continues. Now, the ayat I want to look into in the Quran. You see, it's good to read the Quran and learn the Quran. But it's good to also get the message of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this time. Don't say, no, that ayat was for that time. There's no that time. The Quran is fluid, it's for all time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who proclaim you have iman, you have faith, لا تتخذ اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Do not take such Jews and such Christians. Surah 5 verse 51. Do not take such Jews and such Christians, not all Jews and all Christians. Because if you go a few ayahs up, I think in Surah 5 verse 5, Allah says, a Muslim can marry a Jewish or a Christian woman without her converting. But I'm not giving you to make any plans now. The economy is hard. Don't do all these things. Okay? So Allah is not prohibiting relationships. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have iman, O you have committed to me. Allah is saying, listen, reflect. لا تتخذ اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Don't take such Jews and such Christians as your friends, your awliya, your protectors, your helpers. Which ones, Ya Allah? بعضهم أولياء بعض. Those who will become at one time, it's coming, it's here, we are seeing it. Who will become friends with one another. They will become friends. Because at one time, the Christians didn't like the Jews. They said, these Jews, they killed our God. We know he's not God. They killed our God. Okay? So we don't like them. And the Christian said, hold on, hold on, we didn't kill God. No, no. But suddenly they become friends. You won't forgive somebody who kills your brother or your sister in faith. But how can you forgive somebody who kills your God? But we have a God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's ever living. No one can kill him. So when you're becoming friends, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. And when you see their friends, and you pretend that everything is all right, and you don't worry, No, we'll just join them. I don't want to spell it out. We'll just join them. Because everything is fine. Okay? So, Allah says, if you join them, and you think, who has joined them? Who's controlling the haram? They say here, don't drink Coke, don't drink McDonald's, don't have this. Right around the haram is all these places. The haramain. So they're making you think you have one haram, two haramains, and we closed one. They've actually closed all. Because you're no more allowed to think from there. Because these are friends of one another. Allah says, if you join them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah will never accept you if you commit this error. You can sit from now till Qiyamah and read Quran. You can sit from now with your tasbih, you can make your zikr, you can put yourself on Facebook, Instagram, I'm big sheikh, I'm big hazrat. Oh, the door is closed. Allah says, I don't want you. You're not listening to me. Now, does this mean that we hate all Jews? We can't hate all Jews. Because all prophets came from Bani Israel. They're the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. They are Jewish in roots. The only prophet that came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Bani Israel is Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we don't hate any Jews or Christians who are following the real scriptures. We are hating these who have rewrote the scriptures. And I mean the pun, they use the trump card. Now, politically, militarily, economically, they all link. They all link. It's okay, don't stress, inshallah. Those who Allah wishes to hear, they will hear. Okay. If you haven't paid your fitrah or your fidya, whatever, make your niyyah now that I'm going to pay it after Eid Salah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بهم تصلي عليه. We are lucky it's raining rain outside. Because certain places is raining bombs. You know how we have become so used as South Africans just to hear a gunshot. Before we heard one gunshot, everyone was outside. Now we just say, no, it's okay, somebody is shooting. So, this is a reminder from Allah. That's why they say rain is a mercy. It's a reminder, it's a gentle reminder. That before the bombs fall on our heads, change. We can't let other people think for us. No, Maulana said it's okay, Mufti Sahab. Every little lighty today is a Mufti Sahab, Maulana, this. Where, how you became? I want to know. No, I'm serious. Come tell me later. But it took years to become a Mufti. Years. The man himself didn't know he was a Mufti. After his death, people said he was a great man. He could give legal rulings, fatawa. So he's a Mufti. On the day of judgment, he'll tell Allah, I didn't call myself. They told me. They said. So you don't need a priesthood class to control your mind. He who controls the media controls your mind. And the media we want to listen to is Allah's media.
what Allah is saying.
All these, you think these wars are random? They're just happening?
You think they haven't been planned years before? All this has been planned. But the Muslim Ummah, we slept away. We were asleep. Now too, we don't know those in conflict, whether they're in business with each other.
Because there has to be some fight at the end of the day. What's there for me? If we keep this war machine going, there's benefit in it.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us also in authentic hadith of a man called Jasasa. When a ship of one of the Sahaba, Tamim al-Dahri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is anchored off an island, a spy came to him, a jasus, Jasasa. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the spy of the liar, Dajjal. And we're living a lie. If we think we got our fancy kurtas on and our turbans and our beards and this and that, Dajjal has got to us. The only thing Allah is going to accept, La malu wa la banun, al-yawm, on that day, Allah will not accept your children or your wealth. Illa, except he who ata Allah, gives Allah, qalbu salim, a clean heart. A clean heart. So, there is a crisis, we must be true about it. Many are afraid to speak about this. Because when you speak about this, then you picked up, like Malik al-Shabaz, Rahimullah, you don't allow to see your 40th birthday, 39 you are put away. But they don't know that we can't be put away. We look forward to death. You can't kill us. And the only people that can change this is the Muslims. And you see, one of the signs, the sun will rise from the west, and this scientist comes, and that Maulana comes, and that this is happening, and the blah. You know, this Gen Z and Gen Alpha, I'm from Gen Baby Boomers. So we know the babies. You know, and this is going to happen. The sun of Islam is already rising in the west. They're afraid because people are realizing we're living empty lives. So accept the people into Islam with their tattoos, with their disfigurement from the days of Jahiliyyah. Accept them. Don't look down upon anyone. But we can make a con out, I must be very honest with you. Allah has given us discernment. But don't just look and say, oh, he's not holy, don't wear kurta, you don't... Listen here, it's not about kurta and pajama. It's about having a clean heart. It's all about, and when you got a clean heart, then Allah resides in this heart. And when Allah resides in this heart, you see with the light of Allah. You see with the light of Allah. We respect our scholars, we respect our tradition. But everything from business to masajid to everywhere has been hijacked by the rich. By the materially rich, but spiritually they poor, they can't see it. They poor. So, to interpret all this, what do you require? You require knowledge. Iqra, the first command, read. What are we reading? Only WhatsApp. And the WhatsApp is reading what you're reading. And it's reading what you're sending. Then it knows how you think. Then they say, no, this guy, don't worry about him. All day he's sending messages. He's making us rich. He's making us rich. And nowadays you don't know whether the child is speaking to you or is sending a voice message. So they copy your voice. They copy your face. Then they make you appear on social media, speaking, and everyone thinks it's you until they see you got six fingers. And people get carried away. You know, this artificial intelligence. I mean, where has natural intelligence gone to? So what have we become? We've become intellectually lazy. We don't read anymore. We become followers without understanding. We follow without understanding. We eat, we only want waqiyas, narratives. Hey, that's waqiya, that hazrat, there you gave him one big book, he learnt it, he read it one time, he just knew the whole book, that hazrat is going to save me. That hazrat, the real hazrats are crying in front of Allah, that Allah, I hope you accept me. So we become easy to control. Why? We blindly follow it. Blind. And the blind are leading us. We blindly follow it. So, what does Islam produce? They produce thinkers, reflectors, people of basira, insight. You see, when Salahuddin al-Ayyubi conquered Philistine, all these stories are floating around. No, he was a murid of Ghosbach. He was like this. Ghosbach put his head. They lived in the same place. They never met. They never met. But of course, the awliya can make dua for you. Your mother and father are the first awliya. They're closer to you. Have you got your father's dua? Have you got your mother's dua? Leave the sheikh and the bawa and the maulana. Have you taken their duas? Because that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajahu to meet a man who never met him physically. And he was living in places, Allah chose this place in Yemen, Uwais al-Qarni. And he said, ask him to make dua for my ummah. I mean, such great personalities. To a man who never met the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically. Yet he came outside the masjid. He came outside. And his mother said, you can go to meet him. But if he's not at home, come back home. So when he went to the house, which is next to the masjid, and he said, is the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam home? He said, no, he's not here. And he obeyed his mother. He went back home. Such is a person that Allah chooses to make dua for this ummah. So, let's balance things out. Some people submit, some will never submit. And may Allah make us those who never submit to any will except the will of Allah. Some say, no, just remain silent. Fine. We'll remain silent, but if you want to know, we'll do it in our inner circles. You don't have to advertise all this. See what they said. Hazrat, they said this. But you send me on Zuckerberg application, he knows that you are sending this to me. So, some resist. When you resist, then you will be an Imam al-Hussein. You'll stand for the truth. And you'll die for the truth. But very few will follow you. 18 family members will follow you. The other ashab, your companions, will make up 72. So don't tell me majority rules, the minority rules. The thinkers, that's who they're afraid of. They're not afraid of the sheep. They're not afraid of the shepherd. They're afraid of the lion. So, what do we do? Clean our hearts, sharpen our minds, think. It starts at your house, it starts in your neighborhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan, He accept our fasting. And if you think this man is mad, don't listen to him. You are free. We have only Quran here, we rather hear the words of Allah on a Friday. Choose your favorite scholar on YouTube. Sit right here in a kapa. Put the CD on. Listen to him. Make Nara Takbir, Nara Risalat in your heart, everything. Okay? And then you can come for the khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the mazloom of the world. The mazloomin, the people who are oppressed, may Allah make it easy for all those who have an heart and look out for their neighbors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace to the entire world. May this grip of the Dajjalic system, the system of lies, be broken, inshallah. And may this ummah awake before we are awakened by a calamity. I don't want to make you very frightened, but I can give you a prediction. And people will tell you that this man said this 20 years ago. We thought he's talking politics from the minbar. You know, he wasn't giving us waqiyas, how to fly through the air and all this. I'm telling you now that it's very close to home. There's one province in this country that they have. They've taken it over already. It's got a port, it's got an airport. So the next time you're planning your Middle East trip, you'll have to go via one country, one province in South Africa. Which is going to become its own country. And inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intercede and help us before that time comes. Because we don't want to be woken up by bombs and drones flying over our heads. Because politicians and Maulvi Saabs, not all, they play. Don't make Hazrat. No, there's no Hazrats. Hazrat only means sir. We should call each other Hazrat, sir. We have respect for each other. So let's get ready for Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr Salah, inshallah. We're reading behind a Hanafi Imam, the Hanafi Mazhab. In the Hanafi Mazhab, you can make your niyyah in your heart or say it, that Ya Allah, I'm reading the Salah of Wajib, Salah behind this Hanafi Imam with 6 extra takbirs. And inshallah, I will listen to the sunnah of the khutbah. The khutbah is sunnah, the salah is wajib in Hanafi. Okay? So when the imam, in the first rakat, you make your niyyah, and even if you don't make it, Allah knows your niyyah. But say it, it's good. I'm reading salah behind this imam, who follows the method of the Hanafi school of thought. And there will be 6 extra Allahu Akbar. So when the imam makes Allahu Akbar in the first rakat, then you read, that's the normal first Allahu Akbar. You read Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika sana. Okay? Then he'll make, after that he'll make Allahu Akbar once, Allahu Akbar 2, Allahu Akbar 3 extra takbirs. The fourth time when he says Allahu Akbar, you go into, he starts reading the Surah Fatiha and the Surah. Okay, so you did 3 extra takbirs. You go sujood, you come back up, then the imam will, you know, in 40 years I should have learned this by heart. Then the imam will read Surah Fatiha. Just correct me, imam. Surah Fatiha, the Surah. Before you go into ruku, he's going to read 3 more takbirs. Allahu Akbar. You can say it, Allahu Akbar. Then Allahu Akbar, that's 5. Allahu Akbar, that's 6. Then you make Allahu Akbar, ruku. Normal. Allah grant us ease. Allah make it not such that one day we woken up with bombs falling on our heads. If I am wrong, may Allah forgive me. If you feel that this man is speaking nonsense, come correct me. You're welcome. We are all open to correction. We're not... the only perfect human being is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Jazakallah. I think just to make place, just stand up, make yourself and then sit up. Okay?